We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football. Underwood gets a big victory on the road as they advance to the round of eight with a win at West Marshall, 42-21, and the challenge is much tougher to try and get to the dome. West Lyon awaits. Nate Mikhaelson, head coach for Underwood football, joins me now. And, Coach, you got out to a 22-0 lead against West Marshall. What kind of propelled the start there?
Yeah, it was a great start. Obviously, just the start we're looking for. I think we were really dominant early on the ground. I think in that first quarter, we ran the ball, for big chunk yardage and that really set up the pass. On a cold, windy night, after traveling, 2.5 hours, it was great to get that fast start and really great to see, our front five step up and open up some really big holes for our running backs, and they did the rest.
Well, and it was a big day for Garrett Lott, who threw for 277 yards, 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. I think he broke a couple of new school records in passing yards and touchdown passes, broke the record of the guy he actually succeeded, I believe, at quarterback. What can you say about what that means to him and to your football program?
Yeah, first and foremost, we've been really fortunate over the last 6 years to have, those two. Alex Ravlin was the former record holder, and now Garrett, obviously both 3-year starters, but two outstanding players. It kind of came down to, Alex played a lot of games in his career. He was, quarterfinals a couple times and got to the semifinals his senior year. And so it kind of, was going to come down to, were we going to play enough games and in Garrett's career that he would eventually get to that mark. And we strung some wins together in the postseason, and we've been able to do that. And Garrett's just been phenomenal his entire career from his first start of his career against Van Meter, the returning state champs that year. He was poised. He was calm, cool, collected, and that's continued, through his senior year. I think as the playoffs, roll around, you really got to lean on your real experienced players. And he's a kid that we're going to lean on each and every time that we pad up and we're real confident in what he's going to be able to do for us.
And once again, you had receivers that step up. Kyle Subb and Riker Adair have been there pretty much all season long, but then Hudson Ross, a sophomore, had a nice game, 6 catches for 109 yards and a couple of touchdowns. What did that mean to you in this receiving core for Hudson to have a game like that?
Yeah, I think Hudson has just been continuing to improve, game by game. I think we were really high on Hudson a year ago, and even though he, maybe wasn't physically ready to play, he brought something to the table. And this year, he's grown physically, and we knew his abilities were high. I think as he settled in, he's gotten to be a really good player. He's one of the leaders on our defense as a sophomore. So, not necessarily surprised that Hudson had a breakout game. It was just, it was kind of his turn. And I think that's, with a benefit to our offense is you never really know, who's going to get the targets and who's going to get the yards and things of that nature. So it was Hudson's turn to step up. He sure did that. And obviously that really propelled our passing game, that's for sure.
So now it's the Wildcats of West Lyon. They're 10-0. They seem to be in this spot year in and year out. You're in kind of a same spot here the last couple of years, a chance to go to the Dome. What stands out to you the most when you look at West Lyon?
Yeah, obviously, one of the more storied programs in the state of Iowa. They're used to this spot. We're not going to have any advantages in terms of experience on these guys where we can, maybe had in previous rounds. When you throw on tape, just really big, physical, just a well-rounded team. I think they prefer to run the ball, but they sure can throw it if they need to. Got really special athletes, on the edge and in space. And then real big physical up front on both sides of the ball, real special running back, been a couple year starter there on state championship team a year ago. And then a very sure tackling, physical, aggressive defense that I don't believe, if I looked at stats correctly, I don't think they've given up more than one score all year. And it'd be really interesting to see, you know, how many of those scores actually came when the starters have been in the game, or if the game's in hand, or whatnot. But, you know, obviously a really tall task for us. Not only one of the perennial powers in the state, they're a perennial power this year. So we know we'll have our hands full. You know, we're going to prepare to win a game Friday night, but it's going to take our best effort, that's for sure.
What is it about their defense that makes them so tough, you think?
Well, I just think first and foremost, they stop the run, with five guys in the box because they're so physical and things of that nature. But I think they just get you behind the sticks, and they create a lot of third down and long type situations. And, you know, those just aren't for any team. That's not easy to pick up. So I think they do a great job of winning on first and second down and putting you in positions you don't want to be in. And then they've got really athletic guys in their secondary and linebacking core that make it tough to throw on them. So I think they're just a super well-rounded team and super well-rounded defensively for sure.
Yeah, under your point about the points allowed, they have only allowed a total of 6 points in the first three quarters, and that was against Lawton Bronson. They allowed 6 points. No, actually, that wasn't long. It was East Sac County in the first round of the playoffs. They allowed 6 points in the third quarter in a 48-6 win. So you were pretty much dead on the money there about how dominant their defense been. How about Evan Hildring, their running back? What do you see from him, and what makes him go?
Well, I think he's a special running back. He's got good vision. I don't know if I've seen him ever be tackled by the first defender on film. It takes a swarm of guys to get him down, and quite a few times he either runs through contacts or makes you miss. So, I think he's just a really talented back. I think he's a back that, has had a lot of carries over the years and is really comfortable in that offense and a real special player for him and been in a lot of these big games. So I think, he's just a super well-rounded player and probably, if not the toughest, one of the toughest backs we've seen all year for sure.
Easton DeYoung is their junior quarterback. What is it when they don't run with Hildring and they decide to go to the air, what kind of passing attack would you say that they kind of feature the most?
I think the kid does a great, first of all, it does a great job for their team, running their team. He looks like a veteran back there. But in terms of his decision-making, I think he's got one interception on the year. So if you can play to this point 10 games and only have one turnover from your quarterback position, that's no matter how many times you throw it, that's really, really well done. So I think he just does a great job of managing that team. And when they need to throw, he is plenty capable of stepping up and putting it on the money. I think they would prefer to run the football, but it doesn't mean they can't throw. I think he's almost has 1,000 yards on the season and double digit touchdowns. So, I think they do a good job being as multidimensional as they can be. I think in a lot of games, they probably could just keep it on the ground and pound it out that way. But I think they have the ability, in third and long or whatever situations to throw the ball and be successful that way too. So, he's a really good player and we'll definitely, we have respect for him for sure.
So offensively, do you tell your offensive line here to, number one, try and create a hole or two for Charlie Myers and company and Riley Seelock running the football, or B, give Garrett Lutt time to find his receivers? It's all going to come down to that offensive line and what kind of push can they get?
Yeah, for sure. And that's, that'll be obviously easier said than done. This would be probably the best defensive line that they've seen. I don't even know if there's any question about that. A dominant defensive line that just hasn't been given anything up. I think some of those gashing runs that we've had over the last two or three weeks, I don't think we can necessarily count on those. I think we're going to have to grind out first downs and stay on the field and obviously, take our shots in the passing game when we can. Obviously, we trust Garrett immensely and our receiving core immensely, move the ball as well. So, I think our plan of attack will just be, take what they give us and lean on our fundamentals and technique and things of that nature and see what we can do.
And just overall, what do you make of this opportunity to go up there? Northwest Iowa is kind of like high school football haven. There's always been a lot of great teams up in that neck of the woods, and you're going into enemy territory, but here's a chance once again staring you straight in the face of going to the Dome.
Well, that's one thing we definitely won't take for granted. The last 6 years, we've been fortunate to, have an opportunity to play in this game with a chance to go to the Dome. We've been able to accomplish that a couple times, and a few times we fell short. But that's one thing we definitely won't take for granted, is being in this game and being a part of still playing football here in November. So we're going to approach it just as we do every Friday. We're preparing to win a football game. We're going to do whatever we can to go win that football game on Friday. We obviously know it's going to be a very, very tough task. Again, just fortunate to be in this position, fortunate enough to keep playing, and honestly, just looking to play our best football Friday and just kind of see how things fall.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck up at Inwood on Friday night. Thanks so much.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Nate McHaleson, head coach for Underwood Football, joining us here on KSOM.